Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Weissoon. If you enjoy real-world hunting and fishing talk, you're really going to enjoy listening to my good friend, Luke Clayton, and his guest for the next hour.
This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers. Luke is on the pro staff of Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Smoking techs, electric smokers, feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guests for this week's show.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for that nice introduction. Mr. Whitetail, my good buddy Larry, is standing by. It's the second weekend of the rifle, the general season up here in North Texas for deer. And I know, Larry, I talked to him a little bit before we were going on the air. And, Larry, you're kind of pumped up, aren't you, buddy?
You know, I stay pumped up on deer hunting pretty much year-round, or some kind of hunting. But you're right, Luke. I mean, we've been very fortunate this year. There's some really good whitetail bucks that have already been taken. There's some really big bucks in the woods. And from what everything I can see, the does are really fat. I took a doe this past weekend to put in the freezer, and oh my God, she was in great shape. So, you know, whitetail season is open. Lots of good eating to be had in camps. You know, I've done a little bit of that this past week as well, too. And you know, a lot of good eating to be had as we harvest some of these deer that we're going to be taking, and if we haven't already taken them. So you're right. Now, before we get too far here, we need to thank DSC, Conservation Education Hunter Advocacy, Hornady, that we have put to really good use. That's
yes,
accurate, deadly, dependable, the stealth vision scopes that you and I both have on our deer rifles, if you will. Of course, they're come from right down there in Crockett, Texas, with Dr. John McCall and Joe Cunningham and those guys involved. And then Vineyard Max, good gosh. I mean, we've been using Vineyard Max now for a while, and particularly this hunting season again. And I love the fact that it's a bait, but it also, and we can legally bait here in Texas. So not only is it a bait, it is good for the deer with the contents that Paul Moore and Kurt England and those guys have put together. And so, you know, all that said, Taurus pistols are Taurus. They're Raging Hunters. I've been using those a little bit. Even some of the Mossberg rifles I've been using a little bit. So I can't wait to put them all back to use again here the next day or so.
I know, Larry, you're exactly right. Well, it's here. I mean, finally. And finally we got some cool weather come in, like the end of I was beginning to wonder. The temperature started dropping up here in North Texas the last week, just before Halloween. We had some 60-degree highs, and I know out in the Panhandle, and folks are listening out there too, and actually up all over to our show here. But North Texas, it stayed warm quite a bit longer than normal. I mean, it really did. Call it what we want to. It's I won't call it global warming. I'll call it North Texas warming. I know it for a fact that it happens here. But yeah, we've got a lot going on, Larry. Had a great time up there with Don Gresham up in Forestburg.
We'll
spend some time and talk about that hunt soon. We've got so much to talk about, but we opened the season up there in Bowie, near Montague County, near Bowie, Forestburg, with my longtime friend Don Gresham, and now y'all's friend, that longtime friend. He opened his camp house up to us, and we set up a couple of those Vineyard Max deer feeders up there back in the summer and had them going. And I don't want to spoil. I want us to have plenty of time to talk about that hunt here in the next week or so. But that was a blast, Larry. Had a good time.
It truly is. And you know, we did get a chance to do a fair amount of rattling while we were there. Again, I don't want to go into the details, but right now, this week and the week prior to, and throughout much of North Texas, those bucks are still coming to horn really well. Mm-hmm. And if you've never done it, you know, and said, well, it just works in South Texas, I highly recommend you give it a try, because once you rattle up that buck, that first buck, you're going to be hooked on it. Got to spend some time this past week as well, too, over on the Cotton Ranch there in Kaufman County, and those bucks there were coming to horns really well too. And then it won't be long. You go a little bit farther west, out west of Dallas Fort Worth area, away there, and it's kind of south, and the bucks will be coming to horns there, and pretty much over lots of the U.S. when you get right down to it. That first, second week of November across the board is pretty much when a lot of the whitetail ruts are going on, and I know everybody's anxious to get out there and spend time looking for those big old bucks during that time of the year, and I highly encourage them to do so. And, you know, I'm often asked what's the best hunting advice, and to me, the best hunting advice is go hunting. Don't look for excuses not to go. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know, you mentioned the heat that we've had up here and throughout lots of parts of Texas, and I guess a lot of parts of the South as well, too. But the deer are still there. They're still got to move, you know. Yeah. And so don't let the heat or the cold or the rain or the snow or the ice or whatever discourage you, or the high winds. Get out there and spend some time out there. If you really want to try to take a good deer, the best way to do it is to be out in the woods and be there when he moves, regardless what time that is. And a lot of time that could be during the middle part of the day, too.
That's true. You can't kill him kicking coals around the campfire, that's for sure. You need to be out there doing it. And that's exactly what – and it's fun. You don't kill a big buck that particular day. Well, you're still winter. You got to hear the – be there when the coyotes opened up in the mornings, and when they went out in the evening hunt, you could hear them, the packs gathering. You could hear the old barred owls talking in the woods. Deer hunting to me is, I've always put forth the effort to get a good buck. That's, or to get a fat doe. I love venison.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm one of the lucky ones, and you are too. So I've always said, a deer hunter that tells you he or she is not a trophy hunter is probably not telling you the complete truth. Because I don't think a deer hunter has ever existed back to the caveman days. They didn't draw pictures of nubbing bucks on those cave walls, you know? But I'm one of the types that, and you are too. I've hunted with Larry a bunch. I know how he ticks. But, you know, a mature buck, and say I'm hunting with some people that's never killed a good, you know, a trophy class buck. And I honestly had rather them shoot a big 145-inch buck. And I'm quite happy with taking that fat fork horn that's got a main beam of 24 inches, you know? I mean, I've reached that stage. Now, I won't say that I'd be contradicting myself. I won't say I'm not looking for that big one, but it's not the desire that it used to be, because I've killed some nice deer in my life.
Yes, you have.
So anyway, that's the way I look at it. I know every deer hunter's got their own seasons that they go through, if you will. Back when you first started deer hunting, man, when I first discovered the Texas Hill Country, I was up in my 20s, Larry, and I was used to sitting on a wooden plank in East Texas. And maybe seeing a deer, a doe, or anything. And then when I was when I really got into some really good numbers of deer was down around it was called Sunset Beach, I think. It was a little town there near Lake. It's been so long. Near Llano. I mean, we headquartered at Llano. A day hunt, 3-day hunt.
I think it was Lake Travis, probably, if I remember Sunset Beach was.
Maybe, yeah, okay. I haven't been back in that particular area in years, but me and some other two good friends, we scraped together $184, I never will forget, a piece for a 3-day hunt for deer. And a gentleman by the name of Herb Steeling, he was a German fellow. He did day hunts, and he was pretty well known back in that time. This was in the mid-70s. Well, yes, me sir. And my two buddies, we had a tent. Of course, I had an old pump-up Coleman stove, you know, the old green stove there. Even back then, it seemed like I got the cooking duties. I remember exactly the meals that I cooked, some potatoes and onions and corned beef. together. Ooh, those old boys were just bragging. And anyway, so I've told you this story before, but I bet a lot of our listeners haven't heard this one. So I had a Marlin 336C, a 3030, iron sights, no scope. Well, so Herb, he was a outfitter down there. So he loved to kid me. I don't know why he did, but he did. He immediately started kidding me. He said, well, son, he was probably about, I don't know, he's probably 65 years old at that time. And he said, son, what do you got there? I said, well, I got my deer rifle. You know, I'm going deer hunting. Yeah. I'd kind of pick back at him a little bit. He says, you're bringing a iron sight down here in this open country. I said, yeah, yep. Anyway, he gave me, in a good-natured way, a lot of kidding. And I never will forget, I got up in an old oak out in the middle of a field with quite a bit of brush around, but a bunch of open mm-hmm. country. Sun came up. The first thing I saw was what we would call a goat horn spike. He had spikes about, 7 or 8 inches long.
Right.
He was honestly looking back. He was probably a 2.5-year-old deer, you know. He come trotting out there, and I was up in his tree, and he stopped 70 yards away, and I drilled him, got him, made a good shot. He ran just 20 yards and hit the deck. But I got my revenge on Mr. Herb Stealing. I told him, I think I stretched it to 110 yards or something.
But of course.
but that's what deer hunting's all about. And then the fun around the campsite, Larry.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy, that's I've had camps for everything from a tent to a wore out pop up trailer to you name it, and I know you have, Larry. You know,
yeah, we need one of these days just a separate segment on some of the camps, quote unquote, that we've been in over the years. I think that'd be really, you know, we do need to remind people that we're going to be available today,
yes,
on the 8th, and I'll let you tell them where we're going to be and all that kind of good stuff. You don't mind?
Yes, and I don't want to trick anybody up because I know this is a podcast after our awesome radio stations run it. If you are listening on the radio right now, November the 8th, Larry and I and Bill Carey, Striper Express, Jeff Rice is going to be with us, our good friend that puts together A Sportsman's Life. We're going to be in Siegelville, Texas. Now, that's about 30 minutes southeast of Dallas, just off Highway 175 in Siegelville, Texas, at the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop. Randy, the owner there, we were talking. He's a good friend. We were talking back a few months ago. He said, how about some kind of an event here, Luke? I said, let's have a celebration of the outdoors. So,
amen.
Yes, and so that will be it. Now, to find the place, just Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Hall Street in Siegelville, Texas, from 10 to 3. We figured that was Larry's idea. Let's do it during the middle of kind of midday. So, you know, even if you have to drive a couple hours, come out and spend 2 or 3 hours with us. We're going to have some barbecue and have a campfire, hopefully have a fire pit outside, and just have a good time, Larry, you know?
It's going to be absolute fun. We'll have our books there as well, too. But, you know, it is a celebration of the hunting season. We're going to be telling a few stories. And I hope people show up with some photographs of some of the animals, or even the antlers, actually, that they took. You know, I'd love to see some of those. So,
If
y'all are in that area and can get there, please come by and let's do some visiting.
You betcha. Larry, we are out of time. We will reconvene at the next real campfire here in a day or two. So, you know, just keep that knife sharp and that rifle sighted in until I get to be with you, which is going to happen on the next hunt here, son. You know, about another 2 or 3 days.
Can't wait.
Well, friends, Mr. Larry Wysoon is going to tell you about the finest hunting optics that we have ever found.
Luke, these are called Stealth Vision. They come from Crockett, Texas. Dr. John McCall developed them. They're 34-millimeter tubes as opposed to the narrower tubes, so more light transmission. They have a little green light that comes on, that scope is leveled because that's when you want to pull the trigger. They have an optional lighted reticle as well, too, and a whole lot of other products, and folks can learn more about them by going to stealthvision.com.
Folks, I want to introduce you to Vineyard Max. Now, this is an awesome deer attractant, a food attractant that's made with hammer-milled grape skin, dried hammer-milled grape skins. It has a mixture of rice bran and also corn chops. Very effective. Deer can smell the scent of grapes from a long way, and it brings them in. I've used it in West Texas out with Larry Wysoon, and we were out there where deer are not even exposed to grapes, and they came right in. Also, Vineyard Max has a very good line of game and fish feeders. Check them out online, vineyardmax.net. Friends, I want to tell you about an awesome camping destination, Wind Point Park on Lake Tewakety. It's over on the far east side, kind of the northeast side of the lake. It's a pristine park. You can go there and view, I think they estimated a couple of hundred deer on that couple of hundred acres there. Cabins, beautiful RV park, fishing piers, docks. It's got everything you'd want in an outdoor destination. Check them out online at windpointparktx.com.